Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here you are, one more day. You and me, two buddies, two brothers, just thinking about life, how we're gonna, what we're gonna do today, tomorrow, the next day, the actions that we need to take, the thoughts we need to think to get one step closer to that place we've taken the time to identify that we want to go. Our goals, our plans, our dreams, more than importantly than that, our vision. Our vision. I just want to emphasize that whole vision thing one more time, because I think it's so important. It was one of those distinctions that I, along the way, with everything that I learned, how hard I pushed myself, all that ambition that I had, all those goals that I set, in many cases, I got the vision thing down without even knowing it, and it really helped me move forward. And that was with my bodybuilding and training career. And I know that's why many of you know me today, and where a lot of you think maybe my biggest accomplishment, maybe in some ways it is to this point in time, I took the time, if you have read my book, Thinking Big, that I wrote so many years ago, if you look in the back, I had my dream, my vision, my values, everything that I want to create in this great detail. And I'll send you this book, Thinking Big, the ebook, just so you see what I kind of backed into and how powerful the vision was. It's in the back of it. Just send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. And what I did is when I would listen to this type of motivation, I went out of my way, I read all the books. I didn't necessarily know the value of a vision, but at that time, the only thing I thought about was becoming the world's best known champion drug-free bodybuilder. Everything about, you know, goals, about mental flexibility, about tenacity, whatever, the people who you surround yourself, all these things that we talk about during this Morning Connection podcast, it went through this filter of how can I build more muscle? How can I become a champion? All right, that's all I thought about. So if you look in the back of Thinking Big, again, skip@skiplacour.com, I want you to just see it for this because it was written so many years ago. I went through of this, why I wanted to become a champion, what it would do, how it affect everybody, and everything that I would do, my values, how I saw the world. I mean, I had everybody included and why I was doing it, how would it affect them, how would it affect me, how would I feel about myself. It was so wrapped in to the goal. So it was, for me, it was so much more than just going to the gym and working out and lifting weights. It was so much more than just winning a trophy. It was so much more than just my career, which I quit my regular job at that time so I could put more energy and effort and time into that passion, that dream. It became my full-time job because it was more than my full-time job. It was my vision. It was my identity. It was just who I was. And I carried that around with me for so many years that, you know, the day-to-day working out, getting to the gym at a particular time and giving my best effort and following through with that strict diet or bouncing back from disappointments where there was a lot of disappointments along the way, making all the sacrifices, that became easy because I was so clear with that vision. And again, I want to say that it was very powerful, and at the same time, I didn't really appreciate what I was doing. So then afterwards, you know, my vision with Manformation, you know, I pretty much stumbled into, I thought about it because, okay, I'm done with bodybuilding. What am I going to do with my life? And so that's when I started creating, you know, the new vision, and at the same time, not really appreciating how powerful it was. So I don't believe that it hasn't been until very recently, the last couple of years, that I really got clear on my new, improved, revised vision. And we talked about that a few days ago, why I do everything that I do now and how it ties in not only to myself, but my family, my family's family, and you on a personal level, how it makes you feel, how all my effort is going to make you feel, why I get up so early in the morning, how it's going to make you feel and change your life in addition to my life and my family's life, right? My legacy as I look back on my life. And when I got more clear on that vision and understood it's important and refined it. You know, that's, you know, the goals, the day-to-day grind, as we called it, which we refer to it more like a challenge, a game, right? All the ups and downs become so much easier when I really got clear on that. I really want to emphasize that, because that's one of those things that I believed that I knew. Oh, okay, I understand that, I'll kind of create that, but I really didn't know its power. So really think about that. I don't know what the next goal in front of you is. You know, maybe it's to have that house, maybe it's to have that ultimate relationship, maybe it's to win a bodybuilding contest, right? Maybe it's just to get more confidence, right? Get that promotion, start your business, right? That's awesome, right? But when you can make it even bigger than that, why is that important? When you look back 20 years from now and you have that accomplishment, how are you going to feel about yourself, right? Just think about who you are 20 years from now, and you have accomplished all of these things. Pretend that you're looking at yourself. What are you gonna think about that man and his contribution to the world and his accomplishments? What do you see him and his impact on others? What is his family like? What does his family think about him? The people's lives that he touched, the value he brought to other people. What would you say about him, you, in the future, 20 years, because of all those accomplishments? Because he got up early in the morning, because he stayed up late at night, because he persisted, he overcame his challenges. He did whatever it took to get in the company of great mentors who were willing to help him. Maybe he listened to a Morning Connection podcast every single day just for the daily discipline of it, just to get these thoughts going, the juices flowing every single day for a half an hour. And he did that for years, those 20 years, that type of mental toughness conditioning. And what do you think of that man? What would be his legacy for all that energy and effort with all those accomplishments, with all that stepping up every single day? And then you step into that and you be that person. Yeah, this is what I will have done and my impact on the world for all these reasons. And this is how I'm going to feel about myself. That's your vision, right? And that's how you become more effective at what you do when you live life that way, all right? And getting other people get excited about all of that. You know, when it's all about you, if whether I actually state it or imply this, that I'm getting up in the morning and doing this Morning Connection podcast, and it's just about how it makes me feel, well, I feel like a big shot. I get to have a podcast. I get to have this accomplishment. I get to tell people I do a Morning Connection podcast. And sometimes people don't necessarily understand they're being driven to accomplish their goals because of that feeling. I know that in a lot of ways, that's the way that I was. Achievement and accomplishment would make me feel good. And because I was an achiever at such a young age, you know, doing things, accomplishing things, whether it was sports or whatever, that would make me feel good. I don't even remember what it's like not to do those things, to not feel good. And the point I'm making is that I was always into accomplishing stuff to feel good. So I would, if you'd have asked me, well, what my level of confidence was, or do I get down much? I would say no, and it was because I was achieving all of these things. And that was kind of my lifeline, right? It's probably the analogy I give is if you get up every single morning, you have 2 cups of coffee, and then you're always energetic, ready to go. And then someone asked you, well, how well would you do if you didn't have those 2 cups of coffee? Your mood, so your clear thinking so early in the day, how would you do without the coffee, right? You would say, no, this is just me. This is just who I am. But you would really have to stop drinking the coffee to really realize its impact. Well, if you follow my line of thinking, it was like all these achievements was making me have the self-confidence. And so I really didn't know their impact. And that can be a good thing. That can be a challenging thing. The challenging thing about it is that if I didn't do a lot of things so much to just feel good about myself, and you see this on social media, what a lot, it's very common of achievers, you know, they may be doing something that is set out to provide value for other people. I see this in the fitness industry all the time. And, you know, so they really believe how it's all set up in their mind. They believe that I'm just doing this for other people. I just love helping other people. And I'm not saying that they don't. It's just that you can tell that the mix is more about them than it is about other people. And that's okay. You got to do things again. You do things, you step up, you got to be proud of what you do. You build that self-confidence and self-esteem. My point is, if they can think bigger than that, all right, and they can really connect to who they are and the impact on the world, and not just how it affects them as much, but really step into the impact they're making to other people. And it comes through in their language, their blogs, their podcasts, their videos, that it's the really big vision is so huge, so impactful, they would be so much better at what they do. Because people will see that whether the person realizes it or not. The person will see that, they'll get excited because they know they're included in this journey, this vision. They're a part of it, and it's not that they're observing this expert, this accomplishment, these achievements, this expert really doing it for him. They'll want to come along because they know they are included, and they get excited. And you get people excited, you lead them along the way, you get them for the first time dreaming about what they can do for themselves. And just saying, for yourself, whether it's at your job, for your business, for your family, when you let them know how much this means, not only to you, but how it's going to impact them, this vision, and you really genuinely are doing it for those reasons, you're not just doing it to check off the list, that's when you get other people excited, and they'll be so willing to be a part of your dream and your vision and help you, because they're being helped out along the way. It's one of these key components. I really think it's the rocket fuel. It's the rocket fuel to make all of your thoughts and actions lead to those results that we talk about. And I know we go through challenges. It's just part of the journey. The satisfaction is in the struggle. If it were easy, we wouldn't enjoy it. It's chipping away, coming back, being ahead, being behind, being somewhere in the middle, coasting, 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 not thinking we're making any progress, and boom, a breakthrough. Boom, optimism, excitement. And then, before we know it, we raise our standards, or we have a few challenges, and we wonder if it's all going to pay off, if this is really what you were meant to be doing. And we just keep on keeping on one day, more day, then we get to this neutral place, right? Where it doesn't seem we're not going backwards, but we're not really getting ahead. And then boom, we have that another breakthrough. The daily challenge, the game of life, the puzzle, the combination lock. Right? You know what that's like, right? When you are so connected to that vision, those type of things become so much easier to deal with because you're really connected to that bigger purpose. I am learning that lesson all over again. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on this Morning Connection podcast. There are so many people you can listen to. You're taking the time to listen to me. I appreciate that. I will not let you down. I am here doing a podcast 8 times a week, every single day, because I am so connected to my vision, my purpose. One thing about being here with you every single morning, it's really making me step up my game. And what it's doing for me is, as I stimulate this thought for you, I have to think about it too. I have to think about, you know, what I'm going to be talking about the next day all the time, right? So I can come stand and deliver somehow, some way, every single day, add some value into your life in some small way, big way. Sometimes I'm sure I hit a home run. Man, he's speaking directly to my heart. And sometimes you think, you know, that cool story, Skip. I don't really get it. Well, maybe you'll get it later. And that's what I want to talk about today. Is how do you know what you don't know? How do you know what you don't know? Like I said, part of it is, here we are, podcast number 126. And for those of you who may be new on this More Than Just Muscles Podcast Network, on Blog Talk Radio, on iTunes. Maybe you're new to my Facebook page, so you started checking out these podcasts. I did 100 of these straight, 100 days in a row, 9 months ago or so at this time, 9 months ago. And then I picked it back up because the impact, there was some lag time, and you guys were just sharing me with how much that helped you. And I said, hey, I'm bringing it back. So here we are, 26 days in a row of these type of podcasts. It's more than that. You got to add in the More Than Just Muscle Saturday podcast that I do with my wife, Carrie. But 6 days a week doing this Morning Connection podcast. So here we are at 126. So I've been doing this, at least 26 days in a row. Let's just put it that way. And because of that pushing myself, I can't help but create new distinctions. With everything that I've, the pressure that I put myself under to step up and deliver for myself and for you over all these years, all the coaches, all the mentors, all the one-on-one coaching that I put myself in the presence of great teachers. Awesome teachers, teachers that were okay, but it was more than the teacher sometimes. It was about me stepping up. It was being accountable to somebody. I always benefited. It always pushed me further. So I have a lot of time, energy, and effort really thinking about this stuff. And right now, I am feeling as though I'm just going through this really growth spurt where things, I'm really picking up and understanding things at another level. And there's some information that I, a resource that I passed along to one of my coaching clients. And this guy is sharp, he's experienced, great business guy, he's a mover and a shaker. We have a lot of the same journey, which is very common with my one-on-one coaching clients, is that we're cut from the same cloth. Now, some of my younger guys, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, in that area, they may not be as far along in the journey as I may be, or some of my older clients, but we have that same mentality, that same desire. They remind me a lot of me when I was younger. Although I like to say, they're a lot smarter than me, because although I was putting all this energy into all the motivational books and tapes and seminars, and I know that was so helpful, just like this podcast is for you, man, the one-on-one coaching cuts through all that and it puts all of that general broad information into so much perspective. I could have applied it directly to my life instead of not knowing how this really affects me. I could bounce it around with an experienced, trained coach. So these guys are going to be even further along than I am because they're smarter than me, because they're getting the one-on-one attention. So, but the point is, we're all cut from the same cloth. And so it makes my job easy a lot of times, because I understand that my experience, just talking about my day-to-day challenges, it's just something that I can relate to, right? And it's usually something we just click right from our very first session, actually before that, because they get the chance to listen to me on this podcast and then work their way over to one-on-one coaching, right? But the point is, so I this one guy, this accomplished, my great guy, passionate guy, hardworking guy, always looking for distinctions, with a history of this type of motivation too. He's put in the time, energy, and effort. It isn't like he's new to all this, put a lot of thought into it. And so I came across some awesome material that I shared with him. And he had the same feeling that I had. And the reason why I'm saying this, either you know what I'm talking about, or you will as you put in this effort into thinking about your actions, your thoughts, your life, your plans, your vision. And I'm going through this material. It's like I've never heard anything like it before. Although I know I have. But something where I am now, the place I am now, right? All the challenges that I've gone through created a certain level of mental toughness. Going through the challenges and accomplishing certain things gives me certain insight. Maybe I've knocked so many other things off my list and said, this isn't what I really wanted, but at least I knew that, and it opened up my brain at another level. It's almost like I'm sad because these distinctions, they're hitting home, and I'm going, wow, this is the key. This is the key to getting to the next level. And you know when you feel something in your body, you just know that you know this is going to work. You know this is what you needed so long ago, and you certainly need it now. That's the phase like I'm going through with this material that I'm going through and I shared with one of my clients. And the sadness is, what if I knew this earlier? All the pain that I went through, all the frustration, all the overwhelm. I could have avoided that. And how much that would have impacted my family's life and made their life easier. And I could have produced more for my family, all those things that are so important to me, if I just learned this stuff earlier. And sometimes it's hardest to swallow. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about there. I know that I should just be thankful that I have this optimism that I'm at least getting it now. So starting at that moment for the next week, for the next year, for the next 10 years, I now have the mindset to take the right actions to accomplish those things. At least I have it now, and I know that, and that'll wear off. But at that moment, I go back and I, wow, these distinctions, what if I would have understood this and just slightly changed my approach last month or last year? And you start thinking, wow, this is the reason why I accomplished so much at one level, and at the same time, why I couldn't break through to that next level. You know, I don't know if you ever feel like me, but throughout my life, I knew I was talented. I knew I was hardworking. I knew I was somewhat successful. But the level of success that I really wanted, that I knew I was really capable of, that maybe I saw other people getting, and I couldn't get it while they were being able to accomplish that. I didn't see them as that much smarter than me, that much more hardworking if they were. Right? I didn't understand how they were able to achieve at that level where I wasn't. And I always felt like, man, that level that I really want is just out of reach. Sometimes further, but sometimes just right there, but never quite being able to get it. And so as I make these breakthroughs where I am in my journey in life, I just think, wow, that's what I needed 3 months ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago. If I would have known what I know now, how my life would have changed. But I can't stay in that place. But it makes me think of how you don't know what you don't know. And at the same time, you have to have a certain amount of confidence. Yes, this is awesome information. This is what I need to do with it and go forward. Right? If you don't have that level of confidence, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to even come to that insight or enlightenment to take it to the next level 5 years from now. You gotta be confident with what you're doing now. You can't wait for everything to be perfect. So you gotta be okay when it seems like obvious information all of a sudden makes it through that last inch through your skull, even though it's been hanging around. You've been reading about it, you may even be talking about it or encouraging your friends to think in this manner, and now you get it. All right, you know, I was talking to a buddy of mine, and we have a very similar journey. And just yesterday, he's a bodybuilder too, put a lot of time, energy, and effort, years. And when you work so hard to become a master, that's where your thoughts go. You see the world from that perspective. That's what makes you awesome. And you don't spend a lot of time thinking about other things. Maybe business might be one of those things. All right, and then you come out of that, you add more dimension to your life, maybe put less emphasis on your career or your passion or your hobby, and you want to add to it. Or you put that behind you and you build upon your life's resume, so to speak. Well, just say it's business now. You know, you can't really make up for all that time where you didn't think about business. Now you could be right here and right now and say, okay, this is what I want to focus on now. But you haven't been focusing on it for 5 years, 10 years. And so you have to manage your expectations. You know you're now at the beginning of the journey. Let's just say it's with you're working out, your bodybuilding training. If you've been working out for 10 years, you have all this next level distinctions, and you have the body and the muscle that you focused on. You became a master at. You got up in the morning to train. You trained when you didn't want to. You ate the right foods, even when you didn't feel like it. You know, you earn your stripes, so to speak. You earn a certain level of clarity and accomplishment and confidence because of all that effort you spent doing it. Right? You earned all of that. You know more than a guy with just a great attitude says, "Hey, I want to do it like you." Great. Now get in here and pay your dues like I did. Focus on it year after year like I did. Well, when you come out of that and you want to expand upon your life, right? You got to be confident and move forward. You got to be confident that you can create the life that you want and that you know what you're doing. At the same time, do you really know what you're doing? If you just spent, you know, a couple months or a couple years entering this new world, right? And so you see what I'm saying? Because the thing we talked about is I encouraged him because I may be a little bit further on the particular area of life that I was talking to him with. And his thinking is back to when he didn't put as much energy and effort. He looked at the world. He's looking at the world as someone new into it, and it's not working for him. And so I'm introducing these new thoughts. I understand where you are. I understand the way that you think. I'm just here to say, just a suggestion, that's not really how it works. You're going to have to trust me that the way you're looking at it is not the right way. I'm not doing this. I'm not benefiting by telling them this way. It's just that I've gone down that path. And so what I'm encouraging him to do is you got to try something different. You got to say, I'm a good person. I have the best intentions. I want to put forth the best effort because I want to succeed. And I may not know what I'm doing. I may have to do something that is so radically different than my normal way of thinking that wouldn't make sense to that guy who put all that energy and effort in that other area of life. And that's where the challenge is how do you know what you don't know? How do you proceed with enough confidence to get yourself up early in the morning or stay late at night? And at the same time, if it's something, a new area of mastery that you're, I'm not sure if this is the right word, but humble enough or open enough, you're not too confident that you can try different things, even if that isn't the way you would normally think. Of course, that's not going to be the way you normally think. That's why you're not good at it, and that's why you became good at something else. Right? So where is that sweet spot? Where's that sweet spot where you're confident but not too confident? I joke around with one young coaching client that I have. I go, man, the challenge with you is that you're not this sponge who just hears this and just says, "You're right, Coach Skip. You're right, big brother. You're right. You know, I know. I'm just going to take it. What you're saying is gospel. I'm so willing to make changes. I want it so badly. I'm just going to execute exactly what you say. I'm not even going to question it. I'm going to put my faith and trust in you," which, you know, that takes a lot of courage. And you have that versus having too much confidence. Maybe he really doesn't know me that well. Yeah, I know that was the way for him or maybe some other people, and I know he has the best intentions, but I think I know what I'm doing. It's like he doesn't have enough confidence to get the things in life that he wants, to even have the feelings and emotions that he wants. He knows he's not winning. And at the same time, he has, you know, too much confidence where he is putting too much of his spin, his insight, his actually lack of experience into the equation, into the instructions that he's given, that he stepped up and he earned, and he, you know, had the mindset to know that he needs to do it, but there's too much of his own input into it where it gets watered down and becomes ineffective because he has too much confidence. And I remind him of that. We have fun with that. But that's the same challenge that I know that I've gone through as when I started my supplement company or in other forms of business. All right, it's having enough confidence and having a belief in what you know so you step up and you do the things that other people around you aren't doing. And at the same time, to really become a master at it, to really progress at the right rate, you know, how do you tone that down a little, be open to do things that your rather inexperienced brain can't conceptualize quite yet? So you try different things. It's just something to consider. You can be too confident without enough confidence, and you're kind of standing still. Just something to think about. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast, checking in, doing this daily discipline for yourself. Let's go through our 10-second days disciplines really quick. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that even impressed you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, that achievement, that accomplishment. Maybe even better yet, take 3 seconds to think about that vision, that person you are. Look at that man, step into him, that man with all those accomplishments of a lifetime of stepping up. That vision, right? Visualize that, how that feels, how that looks. Right, being that type of man, it's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner to actually make that happen. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results that you really want? Or is it just a process? Are you just checking off some list of things to do every single day to be busy, to have control, to feel like you're moving forward, yet it's not really going directly for those results? And maybe you need to reconsider what you're doing every single day. Maybe it's not making as much progress, even though you're able to check off a list. Is what you're doing right now? I know that this is it helping you in some way, shape, or form getting to those results that you really want? And again, I'm going to ask you, what are those results that you want? Are the things that you're doing? Is the result that you want to become that man, make your man formation, step up, impact the lives of other people, to produce so much so your family life, maybe your wife stays at home so she can take care of the kids, you're the type of man who can provide that environment, live in the best neighborhood, help out your family, help out people all over the world with your talents, your gifts, your abilities, that value that you provide for them. Is that what you're doing? Is it leading to that result? Or are you just checking off lists because if I don't keep on moving, I don't feel good about myself? So it's control that you want. All right, just to say you did something. Maybe you're doing something like we talked about. It's really just your accomplishment so you feel good about yourself, which isn't bad, but is that leading to the result? Or is it just making you feel good? Right? What is that? Right? Make sure that you sign up for the Morning Connection newsletter, sltips.com/22. SL for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/22. And you're going to get this mental toughness conditioning email. It's just going to take you 10, 20, 30 seconds every single day. Along with this Morning Connection podcast, you're going to get on that newsletter email list and you're going to click it and you're actually going to take the 10 seconds to read it. Every single day, building up this mental and emotional toughness, this mental toughness conditioning every single day. Thank you so much for supporting my supplement company, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement, sports nutrition line. You can check that out at massmachinenutrition.com, or you can buy it on the world's most popular bodybuilding supplement website, bodybuilding.com. You can take the short link over there to sltips.com/3, sltips.com/3. Thank you so much for your support. And talk about those free man formation strategy sessions that I give out from time to time. I'm going through a round of doing that. Send an email to session at manformation.com. session@manformation.com. If you're on the Blog Talk Radio, you can see the link down below. Right, send an email there and I'll send you to a site for a questionnaire. I'll tell you all about it. Right, take action on that right now. Take the time to fill out the questionnaire and maybe you'll be one of the lucky men who gets one of these free 25-minute Manformation strategy sessions. It's one-on-one coaching, you and me live. You even get a recording of the conversation so you continue to learn from it. You continue to learn from it months and even years into the future. You know, like I said before, is that this type of information has been so massively helpful to me, but what really cut through all my own personal challenges and my own limiting beliefs and made me question if the way I was looking at the world was a way that was really empowering me. And those were situations that were unique to me. It wasn't until I got that type of one-on-one coaching is when things really took off. So I want to introduce you to this, and it's absolutely free of charge. It's helping me create this Mega Manformation course that I've had so many men who've gone through the Manformation program get on me to make. And you know, they're getting the benefit of these next level distinctions that I have come up with over the last few years, and that's going into the Mega Manformation course. And so all this time I go into the trenches and I talk to you on the phone, spending, you know, 20-30 hours giving away these free sessions. You're helping me produce this product that's going to help men all over the world at a higher level for years to come. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.